Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 23, Summons. Celestia Litterhorn, an image of Twilight's castle in her mind, and was shortly followed by the spell array needed to teleport there.
Come now, Celestia, do you want me to have to block your magic as per rule 204?
Daybreaker's mental voice interrupted her. She let her horns in, making sure her mask had full control of her expression as she made her way from her room. Celestia considered Daybreaker's warning. She was right yet again. As much as she wanted to teleport directly to Ponyville, but she dared not, she knew that there were spies from other nations about. They would each take careful note of every spell that she cast, and with how free she had been lately, it would not do to give the impression that she was no longer able to rain judgment upon any nation that sought war with her ponies. The words of Cadence's letter kept playing through her mind as she walked through the halls of her home. A powerful warlock, as bad as it was still nothing that she had not dealt with before. Twilight having a foal, that was a little unexpected, but she could cope with that. But the fact that she had a foal with Luna? That's what truly rocked her world.
How? When?
She thought. If not for Twilight's current disposition towards her, this would be joyous news. Luna finding happiness in the hooves of her faithful student could have worked perfectly in another 20 to 30 years. But now with everything, it risked causing a divide with her sister when the nation was under threat. With her long legs, it didn't take overly long to reach her destination. Her guards, well-trained and efficient, were ready. Even without announcing her intent, a dream of Pegasi were standing ready by her chariot. She nodded once to them, stepping about.
Ponyville,
she commanded. Just like that, they were in the air, heading towards Twilight's home, answering the summons from three other princesses. The flight had been as smooth as she could have wished. With a slight tip of her head, Celestia left her guards at the chariot. Turning up with an armed escort would not really aid the peaceful image that she wished to portray here. Approaching her destination, she could see the many wards dancing over the surface of the Crystal Castle. If Daybreaker would let her, she could overpower them, but she would try knocking first. With a metal-clad hoof, she rapped on the large door three times. A moment later, from the other side of the door, she heard distinct popping sounds of air displaced by a teleport. Tellingly, she didn't feel the ripple of magic caused by such. Her estimation of the wards went up a notch.
Who are you?
A familiar filly's voice spoke. It only took Celestia a fraction of a second to remember that it was not the voice of the young Twilight from her memories, but rather who she now knew to be the daughter of Twilight and Luna. Celestia couldn't honestly remember the last time any pony had asked her that. Before she could answer, the voice spoke again.
Are you a bad pony? I am Princess Celestia. Do you think I'm a bad pony?
There was a long pause, and then she finally answered.
Yes.
The voice held such certainty, such resolve, it almost seemed like a judge handing down a sentence. It was only her mask that kept a look of shock from Celestia's face.
And what makes you say that?
She inquired. There was another long pause before the door lit with a light blue aura, revealing Cadence standing just inside. But no sign of the young filly.
Auntie, so glad that you can make it!
Cadence greeted her in a friendly tone, but her body language was guarded, her posture slightly tense, as if she was ready for the unexpected to happen. Celestia nodded her head as she moved forward to enter.
I am glad to see you again. I hope that Twilight is open to speak more. I'm terribly sorry about how our last meeting ended. I sincerely hope that I can have a chance to talk things out with her and her friends.
She was being diplomatic, but keeping a good deal of sorrow with her voice so as to get Cadence to feel at ease. This time, her mask would help her, rather than being absent. If she had it with her the last time, the conversation might have gone much more in her favor, and not have alienated Twilight nearly as much.
Luna has given you a chance. Please, don't waste it.
Cadence warned. Crossing the threshold, she sensed Twilight's masterfully constructed mental wards really driving home the severity of the damage that she did to her relationship with her former students.
It would take a year or two of energy to break through these wards.
Daybreaker intoned, even assessing the tactical situation.
This is not going to become a battle.
Celestia responded.
I won't. I promise, Cadence. I care about her deeply, you know that. I know how she feels from the last time, and I can tell that she's on edge and being protective. Even now, considering the mental wards that I'm feeling. I don't blame her at all for that. She has every right to be defensive with what she's been through. I only want to help her.
She let her genuine sorrow through in her voice this time. Cadence looked back, her gaze lingering on Celestia's own for a moment. Her eyes were slightly out of focus, that in particular meaning that she was assessing her own domain. Cadence was looking at her very heart, her bare emotions. something her mask couldn't do nothing to veil from her. But despite their difference in power, this talent of Cadence has always left Celestie feeling a little vulnerable, her layers of control, the shield of her mask stripped away. Cadence led Celestie through the castle, passing a room set up for a party, the banners congratulating Twilight and Luna on their little filly. The pair of alicorns moved through the next room, the elements, with the exception of Twilight, sat in the room, looking at Celestia as she approached. Even though she didn't want to look inside their minds, merely having the option removed was feeding Daybreaker's paranoia. Rainbow's eyes were hard, judging and tacking Celestia's own as she passed. Rainbow's powerful body was tensed as her wings silvered, radiating power, ready to leap into action at a moment's notice. Celestia could feel Daybreaker plotting defensive options should Rainbow attack.
"Don't hurt them,"
Celestia commanded.
"Don't worry. They will live, even if they are foolish enough to attack us."
Daybreaker responded with concealed scorn.
"They would have to do something truly dire for your rules to force me to end them."
Fluttershy's ears were down, and she was hiding behind her mane. She looked sad, and wouldn't meet Celestia's eyes, the kind animal caretaker fearing her. It wasn't the first time that she had been feared, but still, it made her heart sink. Rarity looked impeccable, as usual. She offered a polite bow, clearly withholding judgment and not willing to offer any disrespect at this time. Applejack's stern and dependable gaze held mild reproach, as it looked out from under her favorite hat. Her firm stance was defensive, her ears attentive. She was clearly assessing Celestia, but was reserving judgment for now. Pinky smiled and waved like nothing was wrong. That, in its own way, was disturbing. As she left the room, she could hear them start to talk. Celestia ignored them, turning her attention to the reason that she was here. Luna and Twilight sat side by side, watching Celestia as she entered the room. Luna's gaze was welcoming, but Twilight's was wary. Cadence directed Celestia to take a seat, and she walked around the table and sat down next to Twilight. The magenta aura closed the door behind Celestia, as Cadence's horn lip blew, warding the room from eavesdroppers. Well, at least everything didn't turn into a massive fight as soon as they saw each other face to face. Though I'm hoping that they make true amends with each other, not fake. We'll find out eventually. But anyways, let's get on to our rubies of donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, Jay Tin Man, Darkside, Ponyman, and Gauntlet. SAR630, Raiden, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Dospo, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Sacred Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Skyuchiya, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitsune 9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Starlight Glimmer, Lightning Blitz, Squiddy Boy, Divity Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F, Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Raven Speedster, Zach Krakow, Mystery CU, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, Just a Random Boy, Hodrick Plincart, A Crazy Person, Ponyman365, Neapolitan, Six of Nine, and Shyfire. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.